हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो श्री चैतन्य चरमीरा Chapter Madhya Lila, Chapter 25, How All the Residents of Varanasi Became Vaishnavas. So on page 87, verses 264 to 283. Okay. To deliver all fallen souls. Oh no, we're down farther. All Indians should seriously take up the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and should perfect their lives by adopting the process of devotional service. After perfecting their lives, they should broadcast this message all over the world for the welfare of all human beings. Part of Bakar, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 941. The Vaishnava is especially interested in part of Bakar, doing good to others. Prahlad Maharaj was also interested in this. He did not want to be delivered alone. Rather, he wanted to deliver all fallen souls who are bereft of knowledge of bhakti and who misuse their intelligence for the temporary benefit of the material body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted his mission spread all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam. In every town and village, the chanting of my name will be heard. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila 4.126. Following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to broadcast his message throughout the world. By his mercy, people are taking this movement very seriously. Indeed, our books are extensively distributed in the Western countries, especially in America and Europe. Even the ecclesiastical orders in these countries are appreciating the value of the Krishna conscious movement and are ready to unite for the highest benefit of human society. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may therefore take this movement seriously and broadcast it throughout the world, from village to village and from town to town, just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Okay. 225, 265, 267. Krishna consciousness means understanding the truth of Krishna, Krishna Tattva, the truth of devotional service, Bhakti Tattva, the truth of love of Godhead, Prema Tattva, the truth of emotional ecstasy, Bhava Tattva, the truth of transcendental mellows, Rasa Tattva, and the truth of the pastimes of the Lord, Lila Tattva. Right? So when you understand Krishna Tattva and you engage in Bhakti Tattva, then these others, then they all become revealed, right? So the Prema, Bhava, Rasa, and Lila, right? So you have the name, the form, the qualities, and the pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally preached the transcendental truths and mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are identical. For Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound incarnation of Sri Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broadcast the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. He sometimes spoke for the benefit of his devotees and sometimes empowered one of his devotees to speak while he listened. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an ideal teacher or acharya. As an ideal teacher or acharya, explained Srimad Bhagavatam very elaborately himself. He sometimes also empowered his devotees to speak while he listened. This is the way an acharya should train his disciples. Not only should he describe the Bhagavat cult personally, but he should also train his disciples to speak on this sublime subject. Right, so that's why you see in the Vedic tradition, is that the teacher teaches the students, and then as they start to understand in that, then they teach the next generation of students. So like that, and it goes on, because the more you're teaching, the more you actually start to understand. Just one second. So this aspect of
appreciated, because when you teach, then you actually start to be aware. You start to notice what it is that you are talking about, because people ask questions. You may understand things. You may, you know, yourself appreciate what's there. But then when others, you're teaching others, they're going to ask questions. When they ask those questions, you have to answer. You have to answer. And so then speaking in that way, then you have to think about what you're doing. Because otherwise, there's the aspect of that when someone asks them a question, then they actually have to think about it and then think, how will this be applied to this particular individual, or how will it apply? We'll discuss it for this individual, but for the group, right? So that kind of approach, then you start to see how things, you become more aware of the details, you know, because what for you is, you know, pretty straightforward, then for others may not be. And so then you need to be able to, appreciate and deal with these kind of aspects. But so that's why I said, you're describing, you yourself are practicing, but then you train others so that they can also go out, because that's the rule in teaching, is that you try to make others so that they can do what you're doing. Right? Otherwise, if you're doing and no one else learns, so what's the point? You know, it's just like, let's say the father establishes the business, but if then the children don't learn how to run business and take it on, the business will be finished. So same with the culture. You're practicing the culture, but if you don't teach it to the next, that they value it and follow it, then it will be lost. Like that. Does that make sense? Huh. Okay. 225, 268, to 271. All sane men within these three worlds certainly accept the conclusion that no one is more merciful and magnanimous than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that no one is as kind to his devotees. All devotees should hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes with faith and love. By the grace of the Lord, one can thus attain shelter at his lotus feet. By understanding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can understand the truth about Krishna. By understanding Krishna, one can understand the limit of all knowledge described in various revealed scriptures. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are the essence of all nectar, and that nectar is flowing in hundreds of rivers in all directions. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are an eternal reservoir, and one is advised to let his mind swim like a swan on this transcendental lake. Srila Prabhupada. Right? So we see is that the swans, they only like to go to very nice, clean, beautiful lakes. They don't go to dirty places. Ducks go, you know, where there's mud, muddy water and that, ducks go right in there. They get right in there, make more mud. Awesome. The swans, nice, clear, open, you know, especially if there's lotus flowers blowing and all that, then they like that kind. Srila Prabhupada. The essence of spiritual knowledge is found in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are identical with the pastimes of Lord Krishna. This is the essence of knowledge. If knowledge does not include the understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, it is simply superfluous. By Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, the nectar of Lord Krishna's pastimes is flowing in different directions in hundreds and thousands of rivers. One should not think that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are different from Krishna's pastimes. It is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. Thus, without understanding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot understand Radha and Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Habe Hama Bujabo se jugala piriti. When shall I become very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Then I shall be able to understand the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because when you're dealing with Krishna, and because in the age of, like Krishna makes the point, is as you surrender, he reciprocates. But as in Kali Yuga, people aren't even interested in spiritual life. They're not even making an endeavor. And therefore, then, only the devotees will speak to someone whether they like it or not, right? And then you have the aspect of, but at the same time, to become liberated from material existence, that requires the blessings of Krishna. And so therefore, then, when Lord Chaitanya comes with Lord Nityananda and the Pancha members of the Pancha Tattva, then as devotees, now they can go out and preach. Like Jagai Madhai, they weren't interested. So Jagai and Madhai, then Krishna deals with them as a bottle of wine, you know, or, you know, just whatever it is that they're dealing with. Then that's all that Krishna reciprocates as. They see him as matter. They see him as sense gratification. He just reciprocates in that form according to their qualification. But you see Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, then they would go to them and preach to them about Krishna consciousness. Right? So that's the specialty that the devotee could do like that. And so when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's able to do both. He will preach as a devotee, but as Krishna, he can liberate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. Following in their footsteps, the other Goswamis understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. One should understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Sri Krishna from the six Goswamis in the Parampara system. The Krishna conscious movement is following as strictly as possible in the footsteps of the Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur says, A Chaya Gosai Jar Mui Tarva Das. I am the servant of the six Goswamis. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, Chaitanya Madhyalila 1380. But we see also Narottam Das Thakur in showing this, because this is Prabhupada, he is quoting from Narottam Das Thakur, that we are he is the servant of the servant of the Goswamis. But you see, as when he was mentioning in the song, when Radha and Krishna ask Rupa, Sri Rupa, you know, where is your servant, this girl coming from? Says, oh, this servant has been brought to me by Lokanath, right? So Lokanath, I think, is known as Manjulabi, right? So the point is it's not that you can directly coach, because some may say, oh, see here, it says the six Goswamis, so you don't bother so much with Prabhupada's teachings or the form of ISKCON and just go directly to the Goswamis. But that still won't work, because the point is we're following in the footsteps of the Goswamis. And how are we doing that? We're serving the servants of the six Goswamis. So we serve the servants of the six Goswamis, and that way we get the mercy of the six Goswamis. So one has to understand that. So Prabhupada, what he's given is all the technical points of the Goswamis that are already there. I mean, as we see, like here, we're going through Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then the points that he's discussing the Atmarama verse and everything. And you see, as we're going through, Jiva Goswami is discussing the same thing. So any of the points that you see that Lord Chaitanya is giving here, then we see in the six Goswamis, their works, it is there. You know, what was that point before you mentioned? Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva, Bhava Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Lila Tattva. All these we saw in the Nectar of Devotion, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that's being explained. And then we see is the plays of Rupa Goswami. So all that is there. And Srila Prabhupada, you see in his, what he's discussing, he's quoting from the same places. Right? So one has to be very, very, you know, very convinced that, yes, by following Srila Prabhupada's direction, you know, in the association of the Vaishnavas, then we will get the shelter of the six Goswamis. And in that way, we will attain Vrindavan. When we surrender to Lord Chaitanya, we will get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. By his grace, we will be freed from all material contamination. Then we can understand the Dham, which is the place of the pastimes. Then in the Dham, then by the grace of the Goswamis, then you'll understand Radha Krishna's pastimes. Right? So this all then works very nicely. We have to understand it's all together. It's not that, oh no, there's some special clique, there's some special club, This is just the general thing. You can actually come in contact with the real thing. You know, this is all nonsense. No, what Prabhupada's giving here is the real thing. That's the whole thing about the real thing, is the real thing will be the real thing for those who want the real thing. And for those who don't want the real thing, they want to be cheated, then they're going to find some other thing as the real thing. So that's the problem. That's why Prabhupada says, as it is. And we see the other acharyas, they also use. Jiva Goswami used the term as it is. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur used the term as it is. Right? So that's the point, is that what the Shastra says and given to you by the acharya, that's what's being said. All other things are not as it is. It's as I interpret it, according to what is good for me, right? So that's the difficulty.
Yes. What we are learning in Bhagavad Sandarbha, the same things, and in Prarthana, the same things are coming now in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
And Prabhupada also mentioning Narottam Das Thakur Prarthana songs.
That's the whole idea of this study. As you see, all the acharyas are all saying the same thing. See, when you the specialness that is unique, that only I am understanding because I am logical and intelligent. So it's an exercise of the intelligence, and by that, just like for someone, another living entity who's more interested in the karma aspects, then the senses contacting the sense objects, for them, that's sense gratification. But you find those who are more into the intellectual, there may be that aspect of sense gratification, but even more special to them is the intellect connecting to some thoughts that are kind of uniquely intellectual or logical. And so this very much pleases them. And then how in different ways they can approach it, look at it. That's why they don't like conclusions. And conclusion means it's this way. Well, the academia, then they go for, oh, that's a nice idea. So in other words, when you come up with an idea that then everybody can speculate with, then you come up with a good idea, right? But if you come up with an idea, oh, this is what, they say we're looking for the truth, but they're not. They're looking for axioms that they can speculate on. Because if they're the truth, yes, we know this, but then you come back, you read the next generation's textbooks, like, you've gone to school and all that, but then when you start training the next generation or when you see what they're studying, you'll see much of the time they're studying something different. And the things that you learned are considered bogus now. But you get a job because you've been educated in that, even though the stuff that you learned is completely thrown out. You know, it's just like you spend 3-4 years in IT, but after 6 months, whatever you know is gone. Of course, okay, they're still using ones and zeros. That remains. But everything else is gone. But somehow, because you put in that 4 years, you'll get a job. While the other guy, some kid, he understands this as good as you do. He won't get the job because he's only 8 years old or 10 years old. So it's a funny world. So it's about enjoying the senses. So some enjoy directly the senses, the five senses, and then others enjoy the mind. A mind with intelligence, or just mind with the senses, or mind with whatever I can think of, the poet, or like this, the mind with the emotions, or the mind with the logic. Some enjoy the false ego. I am this, I am that, I'm special, like that. And so there's something that they're all enjoying. And so that's what goes on. So the difficulty here is that when you bring it down to all the acharyas are saying the same thing, they're just bringing out different aspects. Because if someone's already explained this part, And, you know, it's clear, everyone just leaves it. But if it's been there and there's so many other things that either you need to understand to appreciate it, or there's some other aspects it could be, then they make a comment. And so you'll see there's no contradiction between any of the acharyas, but it's very, very popular. People like to say, no, but this acharya says this and that acharya says that, and it's all different. And how do we understand? And, you know, what's the real thing? And because they want to be cheated. They want to all these things. And so then, you know, these things come up. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's a problem because the actual dynamic aspect is they're all saying, because the point is to get to this element of being able to appreciate and taste Krishna consciousness in the service of Krishna and the association of the Vaishnavas. That taste in Krishna consciousness, that then that attachment, then that attraction to Krishna. And then you see, then the prema, then the bhava, then the rasa. Right, because the prema, you need, there's that attraction to, or the rati, right? Then there's going to be the particular bhavas that are there. But when those bhavas are combined, right, then you like you're attracted to a subject. Then you can understand the details. Then you can combine it. So all that, and how are they combined in the pastime? So those naturally progress. So the emphasis is there, but we want it to be real. Therefore, wherever we are at the present, beginning, you know, wherever we are now, that's the practice that we do. That's the sadhana that we follow. You know, sometimes say, oh, but they talk about these other things more, the acharyas. It's already been talked about. So does it need to be talked about again? No, it's already been given there. But what's the problem? What the acharyas are talking about is up here, and where are we? You know, we're down, you know, underneath, under here somewhere, you know, under like that, you know, lift up the rug, you know, and sweep under there. That's where we are, you know? And so, and a few are maybe more advanced, they're on top of the rug. They're the dust on the top of the rug rather than the dust under the rug, right? So the whole point is that we, by being purified, then you'll understand, because it's not that, see, it's just like, let us say we have a gold ring, you know, pure gold ring, and it has fallen into the mud, okay? So the ring is still pure gold, but it's covered by mud, so it's basically, its effect is going to be mud. You put it on your fingers, it'll get muddy. You put it on your clothes, it'll get muddy. Shake someone's hands, their hands are going to get muddy.